The place for talk on the internet. This is TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy.
Get ready to get fit.
Get ready to take charge of your health.
Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier.
It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind.
For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. And posing the question, how to get kids to eat vegetables? That's the 21st century question to be answered. If you have an answer to that question, give us a call, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. My guest today is Marcy Klo from Rainbow Light, talking about children and adolescent health. And that question, I'm telling you, I'm sure somebody out there must have some ideas. I have a few. Marcy had one, which, you know, with her, you know, son said likes cucumbers, but he'll likes that with a little dip. And that's a tip that often appears. It's often given. And that's not a bad idea. Another is to shred the vegetables, you know, sort of shred them and mix them in, mix them together. I don't know how that makes it any more palatable, but some juicing sometimes or making smoothies with vegetables and fruit is a good way to involve the children in doing that. Those are some things that I might encourage children to become inclined to eat their vegetables. And Marcy Klo mentioned in the first hour, at her school, they have the youngsters growing a garden. So they see that they become invested in the food, and that makes them more inclined to eat it, and they understand it, they get it, you know. It's, if they dislike it, and maybe they just have a real, welcome back, Marcy, by the way. I do believe sometimes people just may have, certain of us may have a taste for certain foods. I mean, that's just the way it is. Maybe some, you know, for whatever reasons, right? That could happen.
Well, absolutely. You know, some people don't like Brussels sprouts. That's one I like most vegetables. That's the one that I don't particularly care for. There's others
neither
that I would prefer to eat. But, you know, it's a matter of preparation and keeping on trying it and seeing if you really like it. And, you know, I completely agree with you that one of the great ways that I try to encourage my children is getting them involved, not only in programs like the school gardening program I'm talking about, but getting them involved in the kitchen, because they're a lot more passionate about it if they're helping prepare it and seeing what you're actually doing. I mean, my daughter will love to stand up on her stool in the kitchen and help me prepare a salad. She might not eat a full serving of it, but she's going to try a few things going into that salad, and that's a great way to encourage her and get her excited about eating vegetables.
That's what my mom did. Show us what she was making and get us involved. We would help her. She would allow us to help her. And another thing that helps is if the person doing the cooking at home is a good cook. My mother was a phenomenal, and still is a phenomenal cook, and could just, you know, makes food taste fantastic. And she was able to do that with green beans and things like that. I loved that stuff when I was a kid. Now there were battles of the will. I don't want to mislead There were battles of the will sitting at, I spent a lot of time sitting at that kitchen table after everything but everybody had finished, and I was still sitting there with the spinach or whatever in front of me that I refused. I mean, yeah. I have vivid memories of that. Did you ever do that?
Absolutely. You can't leave the table till you finish your vegetables. Yes. I recall that from childhood as well, for sure.
Carolyn, my goodness, there's a human being out there that has some ideas about this. Carolyn, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling.
So happy to talk to you again.
Yes. So how do you get children to eat vegetables?
Okay, I had a suggestion for Marcy, a substitute for soy sauce. Something I buy at the health food store is called liquid aminos.
Oh, yeah.
And it tastes exactly like soy sauce, but it has very little sodium.
I'm familiar with it.
The ingredients are non-GMO soybeans and purified water.
Yeah, are you familiar with that product, Marcy? I am.
Yeah, it's the Patricia Bragg product, and we do use that as well. My daughter actually first got into her whole soy sauce, or I tend to use the term loosely because I use Bragg's at home as well. But she first learned that you putting it on brown rice at preschool. That's where she got the flavor for that. And you're right, it's a great alternative and much less sodium. So thank you for suggesting that.
That's good. That's a good idea. Give the name again, Carolyn, for the folks that may not be familiar with that product.
Okay, it's just called Liquid Aminos, and I'm sure there are different brands. The one that I have is called Natural High, but mm-hmm. I'm also familiar with the Braggs.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul Bragg was a legend in the natural health field.
Right.
Yep. When you were a child, did you have these sessions?
Oh yes, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
I would not eat greens. I would regurgitate if I had to eat them.
This is a puzzle to me. I don't know. How do kids learn? Is that just they get that from other kids or what? It just doesn't look good?
I think it's just a natural instinct. And once, a long time ago, I actually read that some greens in children interfere with their absorption of calcium, so there may be some natural reason.
That's interesting.
They don't like greens.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I don't know any scientific basis for that. It was just something that I read at one time. But
you know what the classic chefs, and I watch the Food Channel a lot, and presentation it means a lot when it comes to food. And you watch these chefs, these world-class chefs, not just so much, it's the cooking, certainly, but you notice the particular attention they pay to presentation. And if you just slop down a pile of a spinach on a plate, that doesn't look very appetizing, does it, Marcy?
Not for most kids, but if you take that spinach and you make it into a clown face and you've got some cherry tomato eyes and a carrot nose or something like that, they're going to think it's a little bit more fun to eat and get a little bit more excited about it. There's actually a great book out there by Molly Katzen called Salad People, which is a great way to encourage fun shapes and getting making your vegetables into people and critters and making it much more exciting for kids to eat. So that's a great, great book as well.
Yeah, we can learn something from the chefs and the time and attention they devote to presentation. And in these competitions on the Food Channel, presentation, they get rated on points for presentation too. Not just the taste, but presentation. I think that our eyes sometimes will predispose us one way or another, won't they? Don't you think, Marcy?
Absolutely. You know, the visual effect of things can have a big influence on whether a child's going to even consider eating it. So visual appeal is huge,
Yeah, absolutely. Carolyn, thank you so much for calling. And that was a good tip. I didn't even think of that, but that's why I put out the plea.
But one thing I may add to, with my children and grandchildren, I found they like the raw vegetables more than the cooked.
That's interesting.
Cooked broccoli takes on a really nasty smell.
Yeah.
And as you suggested before, shredding it, and you can also add apples or carrots or a little bit of honey or something to it, and then they like it.
Yeah, that's a good. Those are good ideas. Excellent. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for taking a moment to call and share that.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank Marcy for a very interesting show.
It's a serious topic, keeping our children healthy in terms of their nutritional status, and we're focusing, of course, Marcy Clough is a registered dietitian. We have to focus on food. I mean, that's her business. But we're also going to talk about dietary supplements, as I alluded to a little earlier. Rainbow Light has put together and manufactured some great supplements for children, and I am a believer in children taking dietary supplements. Absolutely, there's not one scintilla of doubt in my mind about that, given their aversion to 5-a-day, meaning fruits and vegetables. Be right back with Marcy Clough. We'll talk about some good dietary supplements from Rainbow Light.
Preservage Organics offers you the most progressive anti-aging product available. Their organic French formula brought to you straight from their vineyards in Bordeaux, France, has been proven to inhibit age-related conditions to help preserve your youth. With the inclusion of Preservage into your daily regimen, it is possible to enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Their all-natural manufacturing methods, coupled with their organic ingredients, guarantee that you will receive the highest levels of purity and quality available today. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Preservage does its part to help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth, no matter what your age. If you want to regain your radiance in a wholesome way, do so with a wholesome product, Preservage Organics, where the only thing more important than their promise of excellence is your well-being. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Our world is getting more toxic every day. I formulated CleanSmart over 10 years ago, and since then we've sold over 1 million. Why? Because it's simply the best, most effective herbal cleanse out there. CleanSmart is perfect for frequent cleansers, but it's also great for a first-time cleanse if you have occasional constipation. The formula helps get rid of toxins, restore bowel regularity, boost energy, and can even help you lose weight. We only use vegetable capsules and pure herbs, nothing else. After all, why put more toxins in your body when you're trying to get them out? It's no wonder Renew Life is the largest cleansing company in America and why people have trusted CleanSmart for over 12 years. Try it today, combined with Fiber Smart and Oil Smart from Renew Life, available at health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab, answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back, and welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition, if you just tuned in. Talking about children and adolescent health today, and focusing a lot on nutrition, of course. And my guest is Marcy Clough, good guest to have because she's a registered dietitian. She has children of her own. So she's, it's not all theoretical. She has to put some of those ideas into practice herself as a mom. And I got an email, somebody, a listener, In Coral Springs, her name is Lee. I don't know if she gave me permission to use her last name, but I know who she is. And she sent me an email entitled Kids and Veggies, and she said, Dr. Garko, here are some ideas. I'll share these with you, Marcy, and the listeners. Mac and cheese with broccoli baked in muffin pan. Cut broccoli in tiny pieces and hide it in middle of the muffin cup. Okay. Whole wheat pizza and veggies baked in a muffin pan. Okay. Didn't think of that. Butternut squash souffle baked in a muffin pan. Another suggestion Lee gave was brown rice with veggies cut very tiny. Fried rice. There's some good ideas there. Marcy?
Yeah. Again, looking at visual effect, I mean, the kids are liking the shape of the muffins, apparently, in her household, so that seems to be working for her.
Yeah.
You know, kids do tend to like things that are somewhat on the flavorful and salty sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Stir-fry type thing with small pieces in there. You know, my kids will eat that with tofu and brown rice.
So there you
go. Those are great options. Things mm-hmm. cut in small pieces are definitely easier to get them to consume. So all good ideas.
Yeah, ideas. And then, of course, your vegetable people idea. You know, you could have a broccoli head, a carrot body, and celery arms. How about that?
Right.
And then use raw veggies and toothpicks, too. You know,
right.
You make all kinds of things.
Two of my kids' favorites that I didn't mention before the break is we call them, quote, our French fries at our house, and it's just a sweet potato French fry, which is an incredibly nutritious vegetable.
Huh.
You toss it with a little olive oil and a light seasoning and roast them in the oven until they're slightly crispy, and it's a great alternative to the regular French fry. So that's one of our go-to standbys.
Yeah. What kind of potato was that?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, good. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of beyond the healthy food, whether it's cooked or raw, and whether it's in the form of vegetable people or not or whatever, and there's dietary something. You know, you're a dietitian. Registered dietitian, and I think are a little different than some of your colleagues. I've spoken with quite a few dietitians that do not embrace dietary supplementation. Well, I don't know why, but that's how they think. But you're not of that ilk, and I'm glad that makes me happy because it allows me to be able to talk about dietary supplements with you. You work with Rainbow Light. Y'all have put together some dietary supplements, yes?
Yes, we have. And, you know, I'll give you my dietitian opinion of supplements in a nutshell. And really, like we've been talking about throughout the show today, if the variety of foods that your child eats is restricted and you fear they're not getting a good balance of nutrients, then a supplement can really help fill in those nutrient gaps. And my thought there is that supplements should be used with their name is suggest, and that is to supplement nutrients into the diet to support the optimal growth and healthy development. And supplements shouldn't be used as a replacement for the benefits received from food, but it's a really good way to fill in those nutrient gaps that might be missing from not eating such a perfect diet.
That sounds sensible to me. That's not extreme, is it? You don't sound like you're out there in the thin ether to me.
No, it's pretty basic knowledge that if you're not getting what you need on an everyday basis from your food, which, you know, would be an ideal thing, then a multivitamin can really help fill in those nutrient gaps. So
Okay. That's
what I've been really looking at the last couple of years over here at Rainbow Light is developing products that are well-liked by kids and that can do just what we talked about, is fill in where the diet might be lacking.
And what, for example, go ahead, I'll leave it to you to go through that menu.
Okay, well, there's, you know, taste is a big thing for kids, and if they're going to swallow it, if they're going to enjoy it. So we have several different options for kids, chewable multivitamins. The one that I particularly like for my children, it's called Kids One. It's just a one a day. You're getting a well-balanced, rounded out levels of all the essential nutrients, a good level of calcium, which is a super critical nutrient for children's growth, and it's in a lovely little star shape, and it's kind of a fruity flavor, so it's very tolerable and well-liked by my children. There's other options for kids that don't want to do a chewable product. There's gummy products available, and they do have a small amount of sugar in them, but if that's what it takes to get your kids to get those critical nutrients in there, then gummy products are a great option as well. There's also powdered products, which can easily be sprinkled in a smoothie with your fruits and vegetables, like you had mentioned before. You can get your scoop of multivitamin in there and have a nice delicious smoothie drink, or it can be put in yogurt or applesauce. There's lots of different options for kids.
Mm-hmm. What about, I'm a great believer. I think that oftentimes the path to ill health as an adult begins in childhood with poor digestive health. That's one of my beliefs. Based on my experience, based on the research, and as I look at, you know, I'm not a clinician, but talking with clinicians and whatnot, I really believe that. And people that I know that have digestive issues as adults, more often than not, they say, you know, it's been not like that for me my entire life. So that leads me to asking you this. With respect to children, has Rainbow Light devoted any time and attention to things like probiotics or digestive enzymes and those concepts?
Well, all of the above. I think that all of our multivitamin products, the Kids One multivitamin that I mentioned, do contain enzymes, and they do have probiotic components in them as well. Huh. We also have a fairly new product, which is a Probiolicious gummy for those kids who want to enjoy a tasty little treat but also get the benefit of probiotics in a gummy format.
Hmm. Do you think, I'm trying to figure out how to put this with children, I guess people assume that their digestive health is probably pretty good and they don't need to be taking probiotics. Their flora balance is just fine. Thank you very much. I don't subscribe to that point of view, given what kids eat and given the stress that youngsters are under these days. I think it's just the opposite.
I agree. I mean, consuming nutrient-rich whole foods is going to give a child better fuel efficiency. It's going to make them more regular, going to make them have better gut health. But being what we've just discussed, that kids aren't necessarily eating nutrient-rich whole foods. They're eating processed convenience food, excessive amounts of sugar and hydrogenated fats and fast foods that are basically void of nutrient value. So you really need to consider, you know, one of the quotes I mentioned earlier, garbage in, garbage out. You know, if you're going to put garbage in your body and, you know, it's going to affect your gut health, your gut is so important because that's where 70% of your immune activity is generated from, is your gut. So kids that don't have a healthy gut because of poor diet are going to have a lot more immunity issues. They're going to get sick more often. They're going to have a lot more problems in the long run.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. We'll be back. We have another segment with Marcy Clough, and we have a set of important messages coming up. Don't go away.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprunk Jansen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And we are at the second half of the second hour here on Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Thank you for tuning in on AM 1250 Winds WHNZ or whatever radio station you catch this show on, because the show does play in other markets on other stations. And it also, you can catch it online at letstalknutrition.com every day between 2 and 4, live. Click on Listen Live. How about that? And don't forget to stop off at the Resource Center at my website and catch the article that I write every month in Health and Wellbeing Monthly. Been writing this series on overweight and obesity epidemic in America. And this is part 7, the health risks associated with being overweight or obese. I just touched upon it. I'll probably keep updating that particular article. There's more I could put in there, but that's a good start. My guest today is Marcy Clough, and Marcy's a registered dietitian and is with Rainbow Light. And Marcy's been on a number of times before, and we're talking about children and adolescent health and some ways to support their health. And we're talking about dietary supplements. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about food and how to get children to eat vegetables. We had some good ideas, caller and email, and Marcy had great ideas, and I had at least maybe one, I don't know. But nevertheless, Marcy, it seems to me that one of the things that besets, one of the disorders that really gets a lot of elderly people into trouble is constipation. But I think now that problem is really more troublesome for children, too, given the way that they're eating, as you have suggested, the processed foods and whatnot. And the most common, of course, common cause of constipation is a daily diet that is woefully low in fiber, which we find, of course, in fruits, vegetables, whole grains and whatnot, and high in fats, like cheese and meats and so on. And, of course, the kids eating a lot of processed foods that are stripped of any real substantial fiber content. Has Rainbow Light, I don't know the answer to this question, so the answer may be no, but has Rainbow Light developed any ways to, other than the probiotics, which will help with that a lot, do they have fiber products for kids, or is that an unusual idea?
It's not too unusual, and we actually do have a product. It goes back to some of the gummy products, which we were talking about before the break. We have a product that is sugar-free, and it's called Fiber Garden Gummies. And it's a fantastic alternative for helping get some additional fiber into a child's diet. It has 4 grams of dietary fiber per packet of gummies. So for 4 little sugar-free gummies, you get 4 grams of dietary fiber. And it also has a rather high ORAC value in that we include ingredients such as wild blueberry, grapeseed extract, raspberry extract, cranberry. So you're getting and there's also high ORAC vegetables such as broccoli sprouts, tomatoes, carrots, spinach, kale. So you're getting an antioxidant, which is what ORAC means, a high antioxidant value in addition to the fiber from that product as well. And kids love them. They taste really yummy and good.
You know, in my work as a trial and jury consultant, I always learn from the lawyers, you should never ask a question that you don't know the answer to. I asked that question. I didn't know how you were going to answer it. It could have been no, and I would have had to move on. I did not know. Honestly, I did not know. I took a chance. Yeah, my instinct said, I'm going to try. So it's called Fiber Garden Gummies.
Yep.
I'll be darned. There you go. See, and what ages would that product for whom would that be applicable? What ages?
Well, any age is applicable, but the biggest thing is you don't want your child to be too choking on anything. So it's generally designed for kids that are ages 4 and older. But if the child's able to tolerate it at age 2 to 3, it really depends on making sure that they chew it and don't choke on it.
Mm-hmm. So you make multiple vitamin and minerals supplements for children in different ages. You got probiotics. You got fiber product. Anything else that you would recommend to the listener for children in terms of dietary supplementation?
Well, there's also another lots of research is being done on omega-3 fatty acids, which I think are very important for children as far as helping with brain development. So we also have a fantastic gummy product, which is called Omegalicious, and it has a significant level of DHA in there, which is the omega-3 fatty acid, which is known for supporting brain health and brain development. And I think that the body research really continues to grow on supporting omega-3s for healthy brain development. And I think that's a critical nutrient for kids to get in their diet, especially, or to get as a supplement, especially if they're not getting it in their diet.
Mm-hmm. Beyond dietary supplements, we would be remiss if we didn't mention, in terms of children's health, children and adolescent health, the whole notion of making sure that children get enough liquids. And sometimes parents struggle with that too, just getting children to drink water. And of course, kids they have no problem guzzling down grocery store bought juices that are jacked up in high sugar content. I'm not a big fan. I'll be honest. I am not a big fan of those products for that reason. But getting enough liquids into our youngsters each and every day is very important as well, is it not?
Yes, keeping our kids hydrated can really have a benefit on overall health and skin health. It's very important to prevent them from getting dehydrated. Just regular water is your best way to do that, and most kids are going to tolerate regular water. There's different flavorings that can be put in there, but I'm certainly not a fan of sugary juices as well. If you're going to go the juice route, juicing at home is a fantastic idea. You can get juices out there that are just pure juice, that don't have a lot of added sugar in them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of dairy beverages or even non-dairy milk-type beverages like soy milk, hemp milk, rice milk that are fortified with nutrients such as calcium and vitamin D that are going to help with bone health. So there's lots of different alternatives out there, but my best recommendation for kids is just water. Mm-hmm. And another one that my kids happen to be a big fan of, given they're the children of a dietitian, but I'm really into the coconut water, which is great tasting.
Really?
It doesn't have any sugar in there. Huh. And it really is like a natural, quote, electrolyte replacement, like Gatorade. It's really high in potassium. It has more potassium than eating a banana, and it's a great hydration.
How do you get that? Where do you get that?
You can get it at any old health food store.
Okay.
Yes. Coconut water.
Coconut water.
Great for hydrating after sport activities and whatnot, and they like the flavor of it. It has a little bit of tinge of sweetness, and it doesn't have any added sugar.
Let's see. Coconut water, Diet Coke.
Oh, no, that's not a very tough one.
Which, if I had a can of coconut water in one hand and a can of Diet Coke, which one do you know which one they're going to take?
Which one would I take or which one would my kids take?
I know what your kids will take.
The Diet Coke.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
We don't have that in our house.
I know. Listen, thank you so much for spending time with me and, of course, most importantly, with the listeners of Let's Talk Nutrition. Really appreciate you and sharing all of your wonderful ideas and your personal touch of even talking about your own youngsters. That humanizes the whole conversation. And you're not just a theoretician. You have to deal with these things in everyday life, too. So thanks a whole lot. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'll be back, and I'll have a health question for you today to win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Stay tuned.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Probably not. Lutein and zeaxanthin help preserve our ability to focus and differentiate colors. Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. But not to worry. Vision Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function. These include ingredients such as New Zealand Black currant extract with powerful polyphenol antioxidants that reduce eye fatigue and promote eye comfort. And herbs such as grapeseed extract, dye bride, and ginkgo biloba to promote circulation and blood vessel integrity with the addition of alpha-lipoic acid to protect the lens of the eye. Ask for Vision Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in eye health formulas.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels and reduce other multiple risk factors associated with heart disease. Now, a breakthrough clinical study from a UCLA medical center shows kyolic reduces another major cardiovascular risk factor, plaque formation. Plaque is a fatty deposit that clogs arterial walls. Excess plaque causes circulation problems in coronary arteries. In this new discovery, patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. 1 in 5 males and females has some form of cardiovascular disease. So reduce your risk, not only by eating healthy and getting proper exercise, but also by taking kyolic. With more than 350 studies completed, kyolic is the most scientifically researched garlic supplement and the only aged garlic extract supplement available. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter's Zyflamend uses potent, broad-spectrum, supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to this final segment of Supporting Children and Adolescent Health for today. Been great conversation with Marcy Clough from Rainbow Light. Visit their website, www.rainbowlight.com. Nice company, they make nice supplements for adults and children, as you heard Marcy talk about. And we spent a lot of time talking about good whole food supplement, whole food, daily food, and in the diet, and, of course, dietary supplementation. And given the way children eat today, in this day and age, dietary supplementation is a must. And she has some great recommendations. Visit the LTN archives if you weren't able to catch on my conversation with Marcy and other shows there on the website at letstalknutrition.com. Click on show schedule. Here's the health question for today. Give you an opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, what percent of children ages 6 to 11 are obese? What percent of children age 6 to 11 are obese? 10%, 15%, 20%, or 30%? What percent of children 6 to 11 years of age are obese? 10%, 15%, 20%, or 30%? 10, 15, 20, or 30. 813-636-8255. 813-636-TALK. Toll free. 877-897-8255. 877-897-TALK. What percent of children in America, ages 6 to 11, are obese? 10%, 15%, 20%, or 30%? We'll see if you get that. I have written about that, and it's in my articles, in my found in this series that I'm writing on overweight and obesity in America. It is an epidemic. I spent a lot of time talking about it. I'm trying to bring as much attention to it, and the problem is not going to go away anytime soon. Probably not in our lifetimes. I would be shocked if we, I don't know how we're going to do it. We have a better shot at reducing the deficit in this country. Let's go to Jean in St. Petersburg. Jean, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Barker.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Very good. What do you think? How many children, what percent of children in this country are obese? Is it 10, 15, 20, or 30%?
I thought you said 20%.
Okay. 20% will work. That is exactly right. They are, and with kids a little older, 12 to 19 years of age, 18% of them are obese.
Seems like it would be higher to me.
Yeah. A couple points split them. But those are the most recent data. And we have Generation X, Generation Y. We're going to have a Generation O, Generation Obesity.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, we are now raising a generation of obese kids. And we know that they move into adulthood with all of those problems, and it just gets progressively worse. And now we have children suffering from adult disorders and diseases. You know, it's just, I don't know. I would.
Very sad.
Oh, it is sad. And we'll see how we deal with this as a nation. We got so many things get pushed into the queue ahead of it. You know, the budget deficit. We got wars going on. We got, you know, so many things, this economic crisis that we've been in. And it's hard to get people's attention about this at the moment. But
well, they don't vote.
Yeah, that's right. Sooner or later, and it's going to be, and it will be sooner or later. You will see, that's my prediction. There will have to be some sort of some major national effort to get this turned around. You're not going to do it just with winning little battles here and there. It's a major war with major battles. And the government is trying to do a good job. I visit their websites all the time, and they're cranking out all kinds of studies and reports and recommendations and interventions. I mean, my goodness. But I don't know. It ain't.
Yeah, they have to get to the parents, I guess.
Yeah, the parents and educators, everybody. It's a national crisis.
Yeah.
And I even hate to use those words, but people say, oh, you're just trying to dramatize it. Well, I don't think so. The rate of obesity, overweight and obesity among kids has tripled over the last few decades. I mean, that's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good. And, you know, who's going to pay? And by the way, who's going to pay for these folks when they become, they're not going to be able to work at a very, they're going to have to quit working at a younger age than retirement age because they're not going to be able to work. And who's going to pay for that? We are. Everybody's, so we pay one way or another. I think we should pay to try to keep people healthy.
And
instead of trying to, you know, accommodate their sicknesses. But anyway, you want a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling and participating. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you. And I know you probably get annoyed with me talking about it as much as I do. I just feel a tremendous sense of responsibility to try to shine the light on it as much as possible, to get perhaps you to talk about it, to mention it to others. Just tell somebody that the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health is projecting that by 2030, 86% of the population is going to be overweight or obese. Just share that statistic with somebody. Just do that. it gets people to think. And, you know, that's where you got to get attention. You got to bring attention to it. That is a stunning statistic and projection. We never thought that we would be at 68% of overweight and obese people in this country. That's where we are at the moment. Turn those numbers around, 68 to 86 by 2030, according to this pretty credible outfit, John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. You know, that's not some, you know, canasta playing club. These are very serious people over there. In the meantime, we'll do our best to stay optimistic and keep providing solutions as best we can. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll see you.
Are you looking for an alternative or natural solution to heart disease? Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals may be the solution you've been looking for. Heart disease is a major threat to Americans. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals contains high concentrations of EPA and DHA and is molecularly distilled for purity and contains no PCBs, heavy metals, or pesticides. The synergistic blend of purified fish oil provides an exceptionally high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids in combination with red yeast rice and CoQ10. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals is formulated specifically to support normal cholesterol and triglyceride levels, promote healthy blood vessel function, and improve overall cardiovascular function. Diet and exercise are the first line of therapy for elevated LDL and TG levels. But in some people, diet and exercise is not enough. Call Nordic Naturals today at 1-800-787-7208 to get your free sample or NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.